Actually have a special co-host. It's AM. That's what he wants to be going by. So I decided, because this is gonna be all about entertainment, so tonight is gonna be talk about the 1979 version of Tourist Trap. It's under the genre of slasher and thriller. It's like an hour and 30 minutes long. It got a 6.2 out of 10 on IMDb. It was released March 14th, 1979. Guest starred Dawn Jeffrey, Chuck Connors, Jocelyn James, and Robin Sherwood. Okay, so pretty much this is what it's about. A group of friends are traveling. They get stranded. They meet up with a guy who has a creepy museum. And that's pretty much, like, I would say, the good description of the movie. Right. Like the mannequins are so... Okay, hold on. Wait. I saw this movie when I was a little girl. And I really thought, even now when I rewatched the movie recently, I thought that those mannequins were just so freaking awesome. Like, I thought they were awesome. I mean, obviously there's spoilers in this because it's a 1979 movie, so obviously there's gonna be spoilers. Okay, so it is supposed to be like, what, horror, right? Did I just say horror?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Slasher thriller. Okay. I wouldn't say, as I would watch it now, I would say it's scary. Would you say it was scary? But I did learn something about this movie that I did not know prior. I did not know or realize that this was like, he had the power. He had telekinesis. I did not know that. I just thought the things were like moving because...
Obvious.
No, actually, it really wasn't obvious because I really never, ever, ever thought that he had powers. Now, I missed the big thing. Was that an Easter egg or was that just, is that what you'd call an Easter egg? It's an Easter egg.
Hidden references.
I had no idea. Okay, if you didn't see the movie, obviously this is a spoiler.
You're not missing much.
Okay, no, I think so. Okay, so the scene where he has the wig on and he's up in the attic. I'm confused by that scene. Even years later, I'm still confused. Was there somebody in there? Okay, so remember...
Yeah, his mind. He's controlling the thing.
So the main bad guy, would you be the...
Chuck Connors.
Okay.
He plays a creepy salesman.
He was a salesman?
No.
Oh. Now I really don't know if I saw the movie.
No, he plays a hitchhiker.
No, he doesn't. No, he plays...
The local stripper.
No! He plays a guy that is alone after his wife died. So you feel
his
empathy...
His wife died?
What? You feel empathy for him. I mean, didn't you, when they first introduced him, didn't you feel kind of bad?
No.
No? When I first met him, I mean, I can remember when I first saw the movie, I thought, oh, no. But when you first... When they first introduced this character in the movie, I think I wanted to like him because he came across... No. I did.
Too creepy.
Okay. So the whole movie is essentially him creating mannequins out of people.
Pretty much.
Okay, so that is kind of... It is kind of like almost... Like a different take, like on the Wax House, right?
No. House of Wax is good.
Okay, hold on. I think the this was kind of good. I mean, I'm kind of curious if they would ever remake it, and they didn't. Okay, so I was reading up on his telekinesis, the power, and they were saying they didn't want the whole movie to be focused like that. So I guess maybe that. Did you honestly know that he had those?
They could have mentioned it better.
I just figured
they could have wrote it in that.
I just figured that he was
just a dingus.
Like he was hallucinating that. I did not know that he had the power.
That would make no fucking sense.
Hold on. Okay, and a full disclosure, I did not know he had those powers until I read about it after I watched it recently. So I'm really, I feel really bad now. Because I've this is my favorite movie. Like, I really do like this movie. I mean, it's not really scary, but I do feel like it's filmed like
a big piece of shit.
No, Anthony, you can't say that.
Why?
I don't know. Can you swear?
Why not?
I don't know. Anyways, it's filmed like
a classic B movie.
Like Friday the 13th I was going for, but
okay, a classic B movie.
Okay, so then there's a scene where, you know, he gets the young travelers, whatever, and he has them like tied down. And he puts, like, it was supposed to be, what, porcelain? No, not porcelain. Stuff over their face to make them into a mannequin. But it looks like Bisquick.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I don't know. I mean, it's scary, but.
No. There's a lot of breathing shots.
wait. A lot of what? Okay, and I'm sure the scene was not supposed to be funny with him with the blonde wig on. But it was kind of funny. I think it was pretty good. So, it's a movie I would recommend. I mean, obviously, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could show it to kids that are over the age of...
5.
What? 5?
Yeah, I saw when I was 5.
No, I say over the age of 10, 11.
10.
It's scary.
It's not scary.
I thought about it, initially I said it wasn't scary. I take that back. It is pretty scary.
If they've seen Halloween at 5, they're fine.
5? 5 is too young to see something like this.
I've seen this. It's fine. Bisquick isn't scary.
No, but the way he walks. The story behind it, it's pretty good. It's film-like. All the 80s movies.
Like a campy 80s.
Campy. That's the word I was looking for. Actually, that wasn't the word I was looking for, but now that you said it, I wanted to say it. That's the word I was looking for. I saw years back. So that's how old this movie is. Because I'm old. So that movie came out old. Okay, so I would recommend seeing it if you're looking for like an 80s B-ish movie that's something worth checking out. Is that your opinion too?
Yeah.
So, because the podcast, it will encompass anything entertainment. So, books, music, TV shows, movies, anything. So, we will talk about anything. Some days I'll have a person, an interview. Maybe sometime I'll have somebody else co-hosting. So, you never know what's going to happen. So, the movie that we were talking about today...
Tourist Trap.
I lost my train of thought. I would recommend checking it out if you haven't had the opportunity. Oh, yeah. It's
really tame.
Yeah, it's tame. And he does it with his mind. Okay, wait. Hold on. The one unnerving scene. This was pretty unnerving. Well, I mean, a lot of the scenes for me were unnerving. But this scene with the attic and the mannequins. And they were going, okay, that was really scary because it's more scary now when I talk about it because I didn't realize that he had the power. I didn't know that he had telekinesis at that time. So, actually, now that really does confuse me, what I was thinking, why they were doing that. So he controlled them. Is that what you're trying to tell me? He controlled them to do that?
I guess. I don't know why he was controlling the air hump.
And then they... Stop it. No.
It seemed to make no sense.
No, that's not what they were doing.
What were they doing? They were finding a huddle?
No, they were like this.
Yeah, they're rocking back and
then they rocked back and forth. The girl was like screaming, and then they collapsed on top of her.
Yes, and they were all looking on top of her like a football huddle.
and they killed her, right?
No, they were just...
They lunged, they like moved their mannequin-y bodies, and then they lunged forward, and then they fell on top of her, and then boom, she died. Wait, is that where she died?
No.
But then I was confused how she got that injured. Oh, no, she didn't die there. No, never mind.
I'm in the basement.
And then, you know, obviously there's always got to be one survivor. So I say, I didn't try to give out too many spoilers, and if I did, I'm sorry. But I fair warned you all. I fair warned you all. So, thanks for listening to the podcast, and I'll have more information or more material soon. So again, be on the listen for like anything entertainment wise, so music or books, anything that I think is entertainment or you think is entertainment, I'll be talking about it. So have a great rest of your day. Bye bye.